it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You hear me talking, hillbilly boy?
Yeah, we sure do. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano Black Tech. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Soul-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. Affiliates all around the country hold their breath in anticipation of hearing their names mentioned the same way I hold my breath in anticipation of being on the air. Nope. Well, it happens half the time. And, you know, look, in today's day and age, it's really not about the affiliates. We love them. They love us right back. But it's really about radio on the go, all the various different ways and devices and platforms and all the different stuff that you can use to get not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And whether it's TuneIn Radio or Stitcher Radio or iHeart Radio, and you know, all of those platforms are great. People are starting to slowly get their way back to work, although for most people it's a short week. This particular week, because of the gap in between Christmas and New Year. But for most people, it's all about radio on the go, like I said. And if you're sitting at your desk, or you're rewrapping Christmas gifts, or you're contemplating what mall to go to, or in my case, trying to get a car closed, you know, look, you can check it out while you're doing it. And getting those last couple of workouts in before the gym, before you put on 15 pounds in the next couple of weeks, that's not such a bad thing either. So, you know, look, it's use the devices. They're all out there. It's incredibly accessible. Everything is portable. No problems whatsoever. Even if you're traveling somewhere and you're heading down to Mexico or down to Puerto Rico or someplace, get you a little sun, a little fun in the sun. Not such a bad thing as well. Most important for us is the American Forces Radio Network, especially this time of year. My buddy's kid just went back to Japan, and you know, it's been a long time since he's been home. And spent a little time with the family, but it was way, way, way too short. You know, and with that being said, AFN Radio, we're happy and proud to be a part of it. We'll set the table on this mess right after this short timeout.
Men, it seems like you hit a certain age, and then you're constantly in the bathroom. You're taking longer to urinate, and you're waking up at night to go. It's because as you age, so does your prostate. Try Peak Life Prostate, our most researched prostate formula ever. Right now, you can try a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. For details, call 1-800-936-5763. Peak Life Prostate has two exclusive blends. You get the Flow Enhancement Complex to help reduce urges to urinate, support healthy bladder emptying, and reduce waking at night to go. And you get the Prostate Size Support Matrix with a key ingredient that supports healthy prostate size. Peak Life Prostate is like taking two formulas in one. That's why it works. See for yourself by trying a free bottle. Call 1-800-936-5763. 1-800-936-5763. 1-800-936-5763.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Granger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Granger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Granger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Granger's got your back. I love Granger. You know why? Because Granger's got my back. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything. You want Granger. Granger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Granger's got your back. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Now the fun begins.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Senator Roberto out on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Texas Long for the Ride. Affiliates all around the country, you know the drill, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to chime in, at Bob Black 71, and of course, at Sports Byline USA. A lot of football in hour one, and we'll be talking about Rex biting the dust, various different news around the National Football League. One guy passing away, that Bruce DeHaven, who was a legendary coach, special teams coach in the National Football League, also tied into the Buffalo Bills as well. A lot of NFL in hour two, and then in hour two, we'll pick up the mantle of college football. The better bowl games are starting to be played, paying a little more attention to that. And we'll be joined at 40 after hour two by Price Atkinson. He's the co-host of Straight Up with Sturge in Greenville, South Carolina. And he's going to give us a Clemson preview. They work for ESPN Upstate. Completely different meaning in Carolina than it is in New York. And he'll be joining us, an acquaintance we made at Army-Navy, and he'll give us a little breakdown of Clemson-Ohio State, which should be a really, really good game this weekend. And the reason why we're getting him on this early in the week is just the fact that there's travel involved, and it's they're playing in Arizona, so the availability on a lot of these people won't be there. So we're going to take care of that preview today. And a move forward through the rest of the week with some more bowl stuff for you. But in the National Football League, you know, the grimace on the front page of CBS Sports is Rex. And the headline says it all. This is the end of the Ryan family business. And it which is not accurate. It might be the end of the business in the National Football League. And a lot of people are being incredibly harsh on Rex, and the headline again, and the author has no control over this, is losers never last in the NFL. The joy of Rex was fun while it lasted, but losers never last in a National Football League. And that's just the ignorance of somebody who either never played the game before or never had anything to do with the game other than writing articles about it, because Ryan isn't a loser. His brother isn't a loser. You don't get to that level in any organization by being a loser. You know, it comes down to it. And this article caught my attention in particular. And it's just, it's written from ignorance. And I'm calling the writer out. If he wants to come on and respond, that's his prerogative. But Bill Reeder wrote it. And, you know, I'm smacking him down because it's stupidity. And I understand talking about the dynasty headed by Buddy and backed up by Rex and Rob and, you know, all that. And maybe it is done in the National Football League. But, you know, the concept of these guys being losers is ridiculous. These brothers are busts. This firing, which will also clear out Rob, who joined Rex, means the end of the family stay among the league's elite. That's a shame. Blah, blah, blah. Look, you know something? The record up in Buffalo and what's gone on up there, Rex deserved to go. There's no question about that. And, you know, look, you don't win, you don't stay. It's as simple as that. Now, I didn't hear of any locker room discord going on. There was after the first year, but he was getting his players in there and trying to get them in place. You know, look, it you got to win in this league. And his overall record didn't merit that. They were looking, they felt, they being the Buffalo Bills with new ownership and Doug Whaley as general manager, felt they had a team in place that was ready to go. They didn't make the playoffs last year. He finishes with a 15-16 record, so they were on course if they beat the Jets on Sunday to finish with the exact same record as they did last year. You want progress. They didn't regress, but they were just treading water. So the Bills decided to make a move. And look, like I said, I get it. He brought in Rob to fix the defense, and the defense let him down, 23rd overall. You know, the offense was more prolific than the defense, if you can say that. But they have issues there as well, as the quarterback position is certainly unsure and unclear. But, you know, like to act as if Rex never had any success in this league is just stupid. And here's a guy that went to two AFC championship games, had his team in the playoffs with the Jets, walked into a Buffalo situation where the personnel didn't fit the scheme. And I can be critical on both sides of that. You know, I feel coaches have to adjust and adjust their schemes to the personnel that's on the team, because Buffalo had a damn good defense when Rex walked through that door. But it was 4-3 as opposed to 3-4. And everybody plays some hybrid of both these days. There's no set thing anymore. But they had issues at quarterback. They had drafted quarterback in E.J. Manuel and had decided not to play him. They play Tyrod Taylor. They make the big move for Shady McCoy, who paid off. But they just didn't have enough to get over the hump and get into the playoffs. You know, again, you fire Greg Roman earlier in the year. The offense responds. You're on a winning streak. Looks like you're going to at least contend for the playoffs. And you did up until week 14. But ultimately, you fall short, and Rex pays the price. Again, I get it. I completely understand. But, you know, unfortunately, in the big picture of things, I believe it's 17 years now, since 1999. Bills don't make the playoffs. And, you know, look, production, results, this is all that matters in this league. You know, it's the good, the bad, and the ugly. Rex gives you all of that. He gives you the good. He's an exuberant face of the franchise. He's out there. He's never afraid to say what he's about or how he's going to produce. The bad, he's always out there. He's never afraid to say what he's going to do. And sometimes he fails to produce. And then the ugly is when they don't win and they toss people out the door. And, you know, look, his overall record as a coach is 41-54. They have, I'm sorry, that's over the last 6 years, my bad. And in those 6 years, he didn't make the playoffs. You know, 2 years in Buffalo, I never think that's enough time. Unless the team quits on you, which, you know, for those of you going to call me out for saying it about Todd Bowles, that's why I want Todd Bowles out of there. And ironically, he may survive and Rex is gone. There's no indication this team has quit on Rex. But from all indications, the decision was made several weeks ago. Ownership was, you know, going to dump him after the before the Oakland game. And after the Oakland game, when they lost and they had control of that football game, they were going to do it. They didn't pull the trigger then, which I don't understand, because if you were going to do it today, or yesterday, as the case may be, I don't get it. It's, you know, they're banging their heads against the wall up there trying to figure out how to get this football team to play together and make the playoffs. Yet they keep changing coaches like other people change socks. We're going to pick it up right there and talk about the continuity of an organization going forward and what the Pegulas need to do to get a winning program back on track. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hey! Hey! Are you going to pay for that?
Talk to the hand.
You're back with the Attack, Bob Black, Senator Roberto, at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. Again, Buffalo cutting loose weight. Rex, get it. Completely understand. Rob goes out the door with him. Anthony Lynn elevated to interim coach, and he's going to have a real opportunity to get the job done. He's considered a legit candidate in many areas. And, you know, look, it let's see. I mean, you know, he's got a one game audition, but they know what goes on behind closed doors, how organized he is or not organized, as the case may be. And, you know, but again, stability starts at the top. And since the Pakulas have taken over a few years ago, you know, take it back. Let's go back to Wade, who, by the way, you know, I got to tell you something. Rex has had the best record in the building since Wade. You know, Wade took over. He was in three seasons, made the playoffs the first two. He left after the 2000 season. Greg Williams gets the job. Again, three seasons. You see a theme here? Mike Mularkey, the 2004 season. Oh, wait, he's gone after 2005. Dick Duron comes in 2006. And three consecutive 7-9 seasons. Whoop, he's gone. Chan Gailey, 2010 to 2012, he's gone. Doug Marrone comes in 2013, out the door, 2015. And this was in his contract that if the Wilsons sold the team, that he could opt out, which he did. He left money on the table thinking he was going to get another job, didn't. Went to the college ranks, went to the pro ranks again. And then Rex comes in, first hire of the Pakulas, gets 2 years, and he's out the door. So do you sense the theme here? I do. It's called instability from the top. Now, for all those years, all those Super Bowl teams, there was Marv, the amazing Marv. Brilliant. Brilliant coach. And, you know, look, it Marv had it from 86 for a long time. For a long time. And those kind of coaches don't come around very often. I get all that. But instability and constantly rotating coaches, just, you know, it just doesn't work. And you just can't continue to do that and have a winning organization. And I'll bring it up again with the Jets. Like I said, the one difference in what I'm doing and talking about with the Jets as opposed to with the Bills is that I feel this team has quit on Todd Bowles, and I think it shows on the field. The team never quit on Rex, yet Rex loses his job. And Todd Bowles probably isn't going to. You know, who knows with Woody. But when you look at that level of instability, 3 years out, 3 years out, I just listed six coaches. 3 years or less. Well, no wonder you don't win. As soon as somebody gets settled into the room and they dust off the pictures and get themselves set up in their office, they're repacking and heading out the door. You don't succeed that way. And, you know, again, this is inherent of many organizations. And unfortunately for those organizations, this is almost always the end result. You know, it's after a certain point, you say to yourself, you know, where do you have to point? I mean, look, you look at the drafts that they've had over the last decade. Now, some of these guys, well, we'll see how it plays out. Some we don't know. I mean, they had a pretty good draft. this last year, at least on the defensive side of the ball. Adolphus Washington has been pretty good. Shaq Lawson started out hurt, but he's gotten better. Reggie Ragland out. You know, go back to 15, Ronald Darby. You know, a couple of interceptions. He's pretty solid in the backfield. Carlos Williams gave them good time until, you know, he went bye-bye. John Miller, you know, has played. He's an offensive guard. You know, he's part of the stable. Sammy Watkins, you know, 150 receptions in his career for 2,400 yards and 17 TDs. He's a tease. You know, you got a whole bunch of guys that just, you know, aren't on the team anymore. And that's where they failed. They've either been in hurt or just not making the football team at all. You know, you go back to E.J. Manuel. That draft was supposed to be the killer draft, you know, back in 2013. Think about that one. That was the future of the franchise right there. E.J. Manuel in the first round, Robert Woods in the second round, who's been better than Sammy Watkins. Kiko Alonso, who was the best defensive player in the league his first year. Marquise Goodwin, the Duke, Duke Williams. You know, those first five. That was the equivalent to the Steelers draft as far as Buffalo was concerned. The all-time Steeler draft. That was going to be all of it right there. Stud wide receiver, stud quarterback, franchise quarterback, big-time linebacker. You know, Woods is really the only one that's performed. And you take it back even further. You know, most of these guys just flat out aren't on the team anymore. And they've had big issues with that. You can't build a core. You can't have a team. But that 2013 draft in particular, that was the one. That was the one every single draft expert in the country said that was the home run draft right there. That was going to propel the Buffalo Bills going forward into being an elite program in the National Football League again. And it didn't play out. Alonzo's on his third team. Manuel's going to start this week, but he's been sitting on the bench the last 2 years. Woods is the only guy that's produced. And has produced on a good level. And, you know, let's be honest about it. He's done a good job while he's been there. He's not a number one receiver, but he's a hell of a good number two. You know, but this is the circumstances that you deal with as an organization where you got to start hitting home runs on some of these guys. And they don't. They've had a lot of good, solid doubles, a lot of double plays. And this time around, they were hoping they had hit the home run on defense. First three players, boom, boom, boom. Then they rolled the dice on Cardale Jones. A lot of people saying he's never going to be anything. He's going to be a bust. I mean, they invested a fifth round. That's fine. You do that. Some of them make it. Some of them don't. The fourth round, excuse me. You know, but Ragland's hurt. Shaq barely got on the field. And Adolphus has been solid. You know, again, so far, singles and doubles. And you just can't succeed like that. And Rex paid the price. It's, you know, it's sad, but he's paying a price on it. And, you know, again, Joe jumped on it on Twitter. I saw him, you know, he'll never coach again. Yeah, don't be so sure. He might not coach a National Football League franchise, but he's going to get a head coaching job. albeit maybe on the college level. Because, see, on the college level, the only thing the universities would have to say to him is, look, just keep the trash talk down. Get the passion out of your players that you got on the professional level. And then by the time the guys are – he's wearing thin on the guys or they're getting ready to take advantage of him because he's a bit of an easy rider, they're out the door and they're playing professionally. I think the college game would be a perfect game, a perfect fit for Rex. Like I said, you can't succeed without continuity. Buffalo Bills can't succeed until they get some. We're going to pick it up right there on the other side. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's a travesty.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to chime in at BobBlack71 and, of course, at Sports Byline USA. Joe's off for the rest of the week. Well-deserved rest. You know, it's interesting. I preach continuity. I do it all the time. You look at the successful organizations in this league, and it's all about continuity. If you have continuity from ownership through management, through coaches, ultimately you will succeed. Yeah, there are some instances where people go too long with particular individuals. The guy picking the groceries turns out to be not one of those really good guys, or the coach, you stick around a little too long and they underachieve because he can't get the team over the top. But in reality, And when you look at the better organizations in any sport, whether it's Pop, whether it's Doc Rivers for all those years with the Boston Celtics and now with the Clippers. You know, in baseball, you had the runs of extraordinary baseball teams that kept the same guys in place for long periods of time, and that's why they won, because of the continuity. The players knew the manager wasn't going anywhere, and therefore there was no ability to undercut. Nobody running up to the front office saying so-and-so wasn't doing a good job. And the continuity is there, and you win. And anybody who doesn't buy into that is just crazy. You know, this is why people who do what we do for a living, the people who sit on bar stools who would like to do what we do for a living, are two different animals. Well, in some cases. If you recognize the fact that organizational stability matters, and matters all the way through. Because, again, you know, you see the front face of the organization. You see the head coach prowling on the sidelines, and you're thinking to yourself, well, he's the reason we succeed. He's the reason we don't succeed. Because if he was better, our quarterback would be better. Or if he was better, our defense would be better. And it's much more intricate than that. It's general managers. It's ownership that kills the general managers, and they're every day they're in the office or making a phone call saying, why aren't we doing better? It's scouting staffs. And look, everybody pretty much does it the same way. But interpretation, you know, we talk about it all the time. There are certain scouts who are just enamored with guys that look good in a football uniform. You know, looks like Tarzan, plays like Jane. We say it all the time. And then there's guys who have that eye for the talent who can flat out play football. Maybe the body type doesn't quite show you what needs to be done. But ultimately, they can just flat out play the game. You know, one of my favorite guys ever, D'Amico Ryans. Undersized, slow. Every time the running back got to the hole, D'Amico Ryans was there waiting for him. He had that instinct and ability to just flat out play the game. And these organizations, and look, you know, it's a double-edged sword. We talk about a guy like Jerry Jones who played collegiate football, who for a long time interfered with the personnel decisions, less so now, but he still does. You know, I've had people discount that and say, well, you know, he's not making the choices anymore. Believe me, he still has a lot of input. But you see him after every single game. There's always a Jerry Jones press conference. The Jason Garrett press conference is secondary, which, by the way, Jason Garrett is probably happy about that. Yeah, go ahead, Jerry. You take the microphone. I could say my 2 cents and get off the stage and then go start talking about football to my players rather than reporters. But, you know, those are the exceptions rather than the rules, more like the Rooneys and the Maras and the Crafts, who rarely step in front of a microphone. And they let their football people do the job. The thing is, you know, like in the case of the Pegulas, they've been behind the scenes, and I've seen some of the criticism of the Pegulas up in Buffalo saying, well, you know, they're not proactive enough. Well, what does that mean? What does that mean they're not proactive enough? What do they need to do, pound on Doug Whaley's office door every day? Doug. You know, Rex, you're not getting it done. What does that do? The players are aware of that. Players know what go on in that situation. They know whether or not upper management is interfering with the operation of the football team. You know what players want? They want owners to come into the locker room and congratulate them after a win and make sure the check is signed and deposited in the bank. I can relate to that. That's what they want. Nothing else. And the funny thing is, when you look, and I'll narrow it down even further, to the AFC East, and you look at the success or lack thereof of individual teams, it points to exactly what we were talking about. And that's stability. Right? Now you go back. Let's just take Miami. Miami's having a good year this year. The Don Shula era, 70-95. Okay. Now look, I get it. The past is the past. All right. But he had a .659 winning percentage with 31 playoff games in which he was 17-14. Two Super Bowl championships, five AFC championships, 11 divisional titles, 11 in 25 years. That's damn good coaching because you can't win every year. Then they hand it over to Jimmy for 3 years. And he goes 36-28, 2-3 in the playoffs. Wannstedt gets the job after Jimmy, goes 4 years. Okay. Nothing wrong with that. Wins an East AFC East, and he's out the door. Jim Bates gets an interim. Nick Saban comes in, people forget. 2 years. 15 wins, 17 losses. And he discovered, and that's why I always get a kick out of these rumors anytime they, you know, well, you know, Nick Saban might be able to. Nick Saban ain't going anywhere, nor was he going to go anywhere. Once he went back into the college ranks, he didn't want to deal with the egos and ownership and the pros. All he wants to do is deal with an administration. You put wins on the board, you win a national title. You know, there's two people in the pecking order at a university, the head football coach and the president or the chancellor of the university. And you can debate over who's in charge. Cam Cameron got his shot for a year. Tony Sperano, they gave him a bit of rope. Won AFC division championship, but he still went out the door after three. Todd Bowles got an interim shot. He was 2-1, but he couldn't get a job after that for quite a while. Joe Philbin, a guy that, you know, in complete candor, I thought was going to be very successful. That whole thing blew up on him. Dan Campbell gets the interim, doesn't get the job, and now Adam Gase, after 15 games, has his team at 10-5. And they're going to make the playoffs. But let's see how long he lasts. But think about that. Since 2004 to 2016, counting interims, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 coaches. You don't win with 9 coaches in 12 years. Uh-uh. Jets, same deal. You know, look, they had, we won a Super Bowl. After that, it was, you know, the likes of Ken Shipp and Lou Holtz, everything else. They were on their way with Walt Michaels, even though he had a sub-500 record because he was still coaching the back end of Joe at that point in time, and they had to evolve into different quarterbacks. But he was coach of the year in 78, all the way around, 2-2 in the playoffs, but he had a booze problem. Guy drank a lot. And they blew him out the door. Just, you know, taking it again, I'll do the same criteria. Let's take it from 94. Pete Carroll. Yeah, that Pete Carroll. 1 year. 6-10, out the door. Rich Kotite. 2 years. 4-28. Worst coach ever in the history of the National Football League. Out the door. They managed to get the big tuner to come cross town. Parcells, 4 years, stability, 29-19. Two playoff games, a win and a loss. He walks out the door, goes up to New England. Al Groh, 9-7, 1 year, out the door. Herm Edwards, a couple games under 500, but five playoff appearances, five games, 2-3 in the playoffs. I never thought Herm was in over his head. It was a team with marginal talent. Throw him out the door. Eric Mangini, same deal. 3 years, 23-25. He went from man genius to man garbage. out the door. Rex, two games under, but six playoff games, 4-2 in the playoffs. And Todd Bowles. But again, taking it from 94. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 coaches. And the only level of stability were Herm and Parcells. And they actually left one out in there because they hired Bill Belichick, but he never coached a game. You know, again, instability, right? Which takes us to New England. Go through New England's history. And I'm not going all the way back. But Chuck Fairbanks, take it back, 73 through 78, 5 years. Earnhardt, 2 years. Meyer, 2 years. Ray Berry, 5 years. Got his team to an AFC championship game. Rod Rust, 1 year, one and done. Coach Mack, out of Syracuse, 3 years, 2 years, I'm sorry. Is it two or three? Three. Done. And then Tuna comes in. 93, 94, 95, and 96. 500 record, four playoff games, 2-2. Pete Carroll comes in, 27-21, over 500. Three playoff games, 1-2. And then Belichick. From 2000, he's 16 years now. And oh, what do they do? Four Super Bowls, six AFC championship games. Coach of the year three times. And it's not, again, you got to figure it out, guys. He got fired in Cleveland. It's not about all of a sudden he became an instant genius. He evolved as a coach, and the organization gave him time to evolve. Bob Kraft figured it out. He actually figured it out with Parcells. And that's the name of the game, stability. From 1993, mind you, to 2016, the New England Patriots have had three football coaches. Three. Three. Six AFC championship games and four Super Bowl championships. Read the memo, Pegulas. Read the memo. This is how you win in the National Football. How we win at the end of hour one will be revealed to you right after this short timeout. Don't go nowhere.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'll go home and get your shine box.
Yeah, I don't know if it's that harsh with Rex, but that's what we've been talking about in this hour. And it morphed into stability in organizations, which is absolutely necessary. And I'll give you the best one of all time, you know, quite honestly. And that's the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, from 1969 until now, Chuck Noll, Bill Cowher, Mike Tomlin. That's it. And the result has been Super Bowl after Super Bowl after Super Bowl. A stable organization that wins, knows how to win, knows why they win. You know, again, look, we get it. You got to have the players. There's no question about it. But, you know, when you look at the stability within that organization, three coaches, since 1969. It's almost 50 years of stability. Boy, that doesn't stink, does it? Whew. 40 years, excuse me. Math skills lacking. That's it. That's what you need to do. It's how you run organizations. Go to school, man. Go to school. Get the right guy, but go to school. Keep him as long as you can. On a sad note, unfortunately, we were talking about the Buffalo Bills. Bruce DeHaven passed away from complications from prostate cancer at 68. He was a consultant now for the Carolina Panthers after coaching their team back in 2013. And he's been consulting since 2015. It was around the corner where everybody knew he wasn't doing particularly well. He was the architect of the great Buffalo Bills special teams during a Super Bowl run. And he'll be missed. He'll be missed by the community, missed by his family, and our condolences go out to him. That's it for Hour 1 of the Attack. Hour 2, more fun and frivolity. A big-time show in front of us. Huge, huge, I tell you, right after this short timeout for the news. Don't go anywhere.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
You stuck-up, half-witted, scruffy-looking nerf herder.
A lighter moment involving the Star Wars character Princess Leia and the woman who played her, Carrie Fisher, has died at the age of 60. Priscilla Huff has details.
Carrie Fisher joined the ranks of iconic female acting roles as Princess Leia. She was promoting her latest memoirs, The Princess Diarist, when she had a massive heart attack while flying back from London to Los Angeles. A daughter of Hollywood, the child of actress Debbie Reynolds and singer Eddie Fisher, over the years she acted in such classics as When Harry Met Sally and was open about her struggles with drug use, weight, and bipolar disorder.
The Turkish military now says 44 ISIS terrorist fighters have been killed in a military operation in northern Syria today. Meanwhile, three ISIS members were killed by a U.S. drone strike in eastern Afghanistan. This is USA Radio News.
Well, the story's in the headlines. Yahoo hit in the worst hack ever. 500 million accounts taken. If you've ever had a Yahoo email account or been affiliated with Yahoo, you're in dire jeopardy of identity theft. And we have help for you. It is free. USA Radio Network listeners can sign up now for free to get ID Lion's identity theft insurance. 800-941-6844. 800-941-6844. You've got to protect yourself right now. This going to cause millions grief, loss of time, bad credit. And if your identity is stolen, it gets worse than that. And you know, one in four Americans will experience identity theft. So insure your identity now with ID Lion, risk-free, 800-941-6844, 800-941-6844. And you actually get a free gift for signing up today. 800-941-6844, 800-941-6844.
New York's Trump Tower back open to the public after the lobby had to be evacuated yesterday afternoon. Reporter Ethan Hart reporting President-elect Trump was in Florida, not at his high-rise home in Midtown Manhattan, but a lot of visitors had to get out quickly.
You want to get out. You want to step out of the building.
An NBC News TV crew captured the panic. Safar from Saudi Arabia was down the street and saw people running from Trump Tower.
He said, most likely they heard a bomb or something inside the building. And then after that, I spoke to one officer who was like absolutely nice. And he said, no, that's a hoax. Nothing going on.
The NYPD quickly gave the all clear. An unattended bag of toys caused the scare. Tourists we talked to here in the lobby say they're not scared.
I feel really safe.
Even when they have false alarms like this.
That happens.
Secretary of State John Kerry is to deliver a speech on the Middle East peace process later today. It comes as U.S.-Israeli relations are at a new all-time low. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then U.S. Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.
President Obama and Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe paying respects to those who died in the attack on Pearl Harbor. Obama saying Abe's visit to Pearl Harbor is a reminder that even the deepest wounds of war can give way to friendship and lasting peace.
And while 75 years later, the proud ranks of Pearl Harbor survivors have thinned with time, the bravery we recall here is forever etched in our national heart.
Abe is the first Japanese leader to ever visit that memorial. Pilot error and mechanical failure likely behind a Russian plane crash Christmas Day that killed 92 people. That's according to the initial examination of one of the military transport plane's black boxes found in the Black Sea yesterday. A few days before thousands gather in Times Square to welcome 2017, New Yorkers today will be there to say good riddance to 2016, as we hear from Sharon Reed.
During this 10th annual celebration, a shredding truck will be parked in Times Square so participants can write down and then destroy their paper memories or smash small symbolic items from the year about to end. And in what could be a sign of just what kind of year 2016 has been, organizers point out that Good Riddance Day is a symbolic event. They say they're unable to accommodate requests to shred large amounts of paper. Sharon Reed, New York.
You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Well, here's my word. Get the hell off my spread. Now.
Well, it's more than one word, but hell, it's John Wayne. Who's going to not listen to him? Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Joe's off for the rest of the week. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And as you heard in the news, Carrie Fisher passing away yesterday. That's too bad, Princess Leia. I mean, come on. Too young at 60. But with that being said, our thoughts go out to her family. You know, she had struggles throughout her life, but certainly an iconic figure in the world of movies. And, you know, look, if you're looking to find out news about her or anything, it's your device. You get alerts. You know what it is. You're on your phone. Phone's with you at all times. It's attached at the hip. Nobody doesn't have a phone where you're not attached at the hip. All the different platforms, all the devices, all the various different ways you can get this show, all the stuff on the network, all the archived interviews, the whole nine yards. Figuring out all the new gadgets and gizmos on your device that you got for Christmas. It's a beautiful thing. And there you are. You come across Spano and Black. You got nothing better to do. You're sitting around. You're looking at the Christmas tree. Hell, it's 9:07 and 52 seconds in the morning. You're probably drinking already. All right, maybe not. Well, maybe you are. And if you're doing it, well, you know, don't get too blurred because you need to figure out how to access the network and this show. And first, you click on our Listen Live button on the website, and there we are. That's about as simple as you can get. And, you know, if you're a couple of Bloody Marys in already, well, guess what? That's about the best you're going to be able to do. Mimosas, maybe you got one more drink in front of you before you get to that condition. But with all that being said, plenty of archive stuff, plenty of interviews, Listen Live. All the platforms I talked about, Listen Live, TuneIn, iHeart, Stitcher, all nine yards. Most important for us, American Forces Radio Network. Coming into the new year, hopefully conflict disappears around the world, but we know it probably won't. God bless those kids and God bless America. We'll be right back.
Men, it seems like you hit a certain age, and then you're constantly in the bathroom. You're taking longer to urinate, and you're waking up at night to go. It's because as you age, so does your prostate. Try Peak Life Prostate, our most researched prostate formula ever. Right now, you can try a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. For details, call 1-800-936-5763. Peak Life Prostate has two exclusive blends. You get the Flow Enhancement Complex to help reduce urges to urinate, support healthy bladder emptying, and reduce waking at night to go. And you get the Prostate Size Support Matrix with a key ingredient that supports healthy prostate size. Peak Life Prostate is like taking two formulas in one. That's why it works. See for yourself by trying a free bottle. Call 1-800-936-5763. 1-800-936-5763. 1-800-936-5763.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Well, forget about the cops. They're not interested in any two-bit setup you got here.
Well, I don't want any trouble.
Look, is my rent paid?
Yeah.
Don't stop bothering me.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto. At Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA, and bringing down that music there, not such a bad thing. Look, we're going to start it off with the National Football League, swing into the bowls, and then at 40 after the hour, Price Atkinson from Straight Up with Sturge on ESPN Upstate in South Carolina gives a little Clemson Ohio State preview. As I said at the beginning of the show, you know, these games that head west and are in time zones, we start so early on the West Coast that getting some of these guys, it's not an opportune situation. So I reached out to him yesterday, and Price agreed to come on the show before he has to travel. They'll be traveling tomorrow, settling in on Friday, and all that kind of good stuff. And more than happy to be on the show with us. And it's the playoffs are about to begin in collegiate football, and boy, what better way to get it done than have Price Atkinson on. That's going to be a whole lot of fun. We'll continue with the National Football League right now and then roll into the bowl games going forward. But, just the last word on Rex. A lot of people think this is going to be his last coaching situation, and it's not. I have to be honest, I don't know that he's ever going to be get an opportunity to be a head coach in the National Football League again. And if he doesn't, people are going to talk about him as an abject failure. And like I said, at the very beginning of the show, that article that said loser is just one of the dumbest articles I've ever read in my life. The guy's been to two AFC championship games. He is not a losing football coach. His record is right in the middle. You can argue with his methods. You can argue with the bluster as opposed to the results. But the guy knows the game. Now, what's the future hold? Boy, could he bite his tongue and go back in as an assistant somewhere as a defensive coordinator? Because that's what he's going to have to do. I mean, he's 54 years old. And that would be a 3-4 year run, which would have him pushing 60. And he's not going to get an opportunity in the National Football League at 60. It's just not going to happen. I see TV in the short term. More than likely ESPN, but you never know. There's a couple of other networks out there that could use his bluster. And I could see it going down that way. Look, the man doesn't have to work. You know, not going to happen. He doesn't have to work. So I'm thinking TV this next year. And then quite honestly, I, the grind of recruiting would be the area that maybe deters him from taking a job on the collegiate level. But I'll tell you something. If you want to turn a program around quickly, what better way to go than get Rex in there, who knows more about defensive football than 99% of the people on the planet? And as I said, you know, the bluster and everything else, that would be the only thing that would keep a college president from hiring him is, you know, you have to talk to him about keeping his mouth shut. He doesn't do the politically incorrect thing. It's never a conversation about women or a conversation about drugs or anything along those lines that trips up Rex. It's always the bravado about winning and how we're going to kick Bill Belichick's butt and not worship the rings and all that kind of good stuff. Well, you know, to a certain degree, that'll fire up a fan base on a university. But again, if your university hasn't had any real level of success going up against the big boys, then that's something a college president or a chancellor might want to caution about. And if that ends up being the case, I could see him going into a college job. Hell, Lovie Smith did it at Illinois. Hasn't translated into big-time success yet, but then again, I don't think Lovie's a big-time coach. But I could see Rex storming the castle at some place that's had moderate success and is looking to take the big step up again. Maybe they fell off the shelf a little bit. And you bring in Rex, he'd be able to close the deal on the living room. He'd probably draw X's and O's on your dining room table. So I don't think he's done coaching. I really don't. I think there's going to be a little TV, and maybe he gets comfortable in the television role. You never know. No responsibility other than calling people out. And if that ends up being the case, well, you know, you call them out, and that's the way it goes. I, you know, again, and who am I to censor anybody, but Terry Bradshaw is starting to lose it. And, you know, at least according to Terry Bradshaw, Mike Tomlin's not much of a football coach. Well, I just told you the wherewithal with Mike Tomlin and within that organization. But they just beat the Ravens, got into the AFC playoffs again, won the North after Bradshaw had said, you know, in the short version, Reader's Digest here, great cheerleader, not a great coach. You know, and it's a double-edged sword. You get the good, you get the bad. You get the people that pump you up, you get the people that tear you down. Terry's job is to voice opinion. But Terry, you know, Terry's out there a little bit. Getting up there in age, he obviously doesn't watch a ton of football anymore. I think he's, you know, more into his traveling and hanging out on the ranch and all that kind of good stuff. You know, and he has been critical of Tomlin over the years. You know. And the exact statement is, I don't think he's a great coach at all. He's a nice coach. I don't even know what that means. He's really a great cheerleader guy. I don't know what he does, but I don't think he's a great coach at all. His name doesn't even pop up in my mind when we think about great coaches in the National Football League. Tomlin's career record is 102-57. You know, seriously. You know, Roethlisberger was nice about it. He said, you know, no offense to Terry, but I think he's one of the great coaches of all times. I see him as a Steeler family. It's a tight family. You keep it in the locker room. And, you know, again, that's where I think maybe the coaches and probably in the inner workings in the Steeler organization, they're not exactly comfortable with what Bradshaw has said. But Bradshaw also has a job to do. You know. And this has been ongoing with Bradshaw. Yeah, you know, look, you take the TV gig, and this is where I will give credit to Bradshaw. He never holds back, but he does say some dumb things. You know, and I don't know if it's one of those scenarios where even at this point in his life, he wishes he was still playing. He's unfulfilled by television, which he shouldn't be. I mean, it's been one of the great gigs for him of all time. He's earned more money doing that than he has playing the game. But he seems to go out of his way to be critical of the Pittsburgh organization. Not the ownership, but coaches and players. You know, I mean, the two best quarterbacks in the history of their franchise are Ben Roethlisberger and Terry Bradshaw. And in my opinion, Bradshaw's the top 10. You know, but this goes all the way back to 2010, where Bradshaw made the comment after Ben wrecked his motorcycle that he needed to park the motorcycle. And Roethlisberger got pissed off. He had the accident. You know, he doesn't like Bradshaw, and Bradshaw said, I'm learning not to like him. Bradshaw also said in 2010, after Roethlisberger got suspended for the off-the-field stuff involving the woman, that Steelers should have cut him. 2012, Roethlisberger said, we're still not talking. Never had an issue with him, but he keeps talking about me, and it hurts when you think about family, and I've never been anyone to say anything about him. You know, there's some history there. We'll wrap that up on the other side and then spill into the bowl games going forward. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You see, everything is all right.
Indeed it is. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. At Bob Black 71 if you're dealing with Twitter. I can never get on anymore with Trump. I don't know what the deal is. But, you know, again, Pittsburgh Steelers and Ben and Terry, you know, again, I talk about continuity, and I don't criticize Bradshaw for going down this road just because of the fact he's supposed to talk about things. But, man, he says some dumbass stuff. I mean, he really does. You know. And you know, you talk about the fact that, like I said, back in 2012, the two of them don't talk. 2014, Roethlisberger was asked if, you know, he thought, as he was talking to Jim Rome, whether Bradshaw would want him to get four rings to match the four of Bradshaw. He said, no, I wouldn't. I don't think he would. But if he was a true Steeler at heart, he'd want the organization to win as many championships as possible. You know, but meanwhile, Bradshaw's come around and he said, look, and this was recently, back in September, he said, I'd rate Ben at the top of the list of best NFL quarterback ahead of Brady, for sure, and anybody else, Rivers, Eli, he's big, strong, and poised. Well, he left out a couple of guys, too. And you might want to throw Aaron Rodgers in that list, but, you know, again, it's Bradshaw is Bradshaw, and... You know, he's I don't want to say he's a buffoon because he's not a buffoon. That's a strong thing to say. But, you know, I don't believe in marching lockstep. And I don't believe in never criticizing. But you know something? You can't argue with the success. And again, the fans come into it again. You know, it's Tomlin's not a good coach. He's erratic. He's a, you know, come on. You know? And they'll point to the fact that he had Cowers players and everything else. But the consistency of the organization to win on a year-in, year-out basis cannot be argued with. Fans want Super Bowls. I get that. Well, he gave you two. And no matter whose players it was with, he still gave you two. So, fans, get over it and shut up. Terry, get over it. Don't shut up. And recognize that, you know, this is just how it is. We got some bowl games. A couple good ones, actually, going down here. We got the New Era Pinstripe Bowl. Pittsburgh and Northwestern. They're playing in the Bronx. And, you know, not a bad matchup. Pittsburgh, you know what they're about. Pounding the rock. Connor's not going to play. Northwestern, they're going to do a nice homage to Craig Sager, who graduated from Northwestern, which I think is pretty cool that they're going to do that. And that's actually pretty nice. That's going to be a pretty nice tribute as well. I mean, I hazarding a guess, Pittsburgh, I don't think, is going to be able to match up with Northwestern in this particular game. We'll see how it plays out. I like Northwestern, be it slightly. Russell Athletic Bowl down in Orlando. This has turned into a nice bowl game. It's in good weather, nice stadium. Camping World Stadium down in Orlando, 5:30 on ESPN. Pretty good matchup as well, West Virginia against Miami. And you know, West Virginia with Dana Holgorsen did a pretty nice job this year. You know, they had their opportunities. They were sitting at number 10 when they got whooped by Oklahoma 56-28. They caught OU at the wrong time. They were down 34-0 before they blinked. But they got to 10 wins. They could reach 11 for the first time since 2007. And, you know, look, Dana's done a good job. Mark Richt's down in Miami now. Four-game losing streak and unable to score points. Losing to Florida State. They were way overranked at the beginning of the year. 4-0 start. 13-3 halftime at Florida State, and then boom, done. Again, they got issues scoring. It's all about Kanya, Brad Kaya. He goes, they go. But, you know, we'll see how it plays out. He's got a good receiving core. Hard to believe Miami hasn't won a bowl game in a decade. It would be easy to say Miami's the more talented team, but I don't believe that they are. And I think in this situation, considering the success that Holgorsen has had with his team this year, I like them in this game. I really do, even though it's basically a home game for Miami. I think they're going to take care of their business. Indiana, Utah, the Utes. This is one of those games you wonder whether or not the team's going to show up. I think they will. This is being played in Santa Clara at the brand-new spanking 49er Levi Stadium. So you're going to see a better brand of football in this game than you are during the professional season. But this is the Foster Farms Bowl. And Utah is favored, as well they should be. But Indiana had a good year. They were solid this year. But, you know, Kevin Williams moves on to another job. Collecting garbage, driving a UPS truck, whatever the circumstance. I don't know. But, you know, look, they've got a dual threat quarterback. But Utah's just flat out the better team. They're better on defense. They're better on offense. Came up a little bit short. But Kyle Whittingham will motivate them. Everywhere I'm seeing, this is the bowl hangover that Indiana, the whole nine yards. I don't know. Sometimes you just got to flat out go with talent. And in this particular instance, talent lies on the side of Utes. And I think they'll get it done. Texas A&M and Kansas State in the Texas Bowl. Good matchup. This is a 9 o'clocker on ESPN. A&M, Kevin Sumlin, he manages to survive. You know, better defense this year than offense. Boy, if they could ever get to the matchup, he'd have himself one hell of a football team. But with that being said, this is one of those coaches that the seat's going to be warm. Starting from Jump Street. You know, he's got Myles Garrett, and nobody else does. But Trevor Knight is the guy. He plays good, they win. He doesn't, they lose. He's always good, but he's rarely great. You know, you got a lot of guys on this team going to the National Football League. So do they show up? Josh Reynolds, Deshaun Hall. Avery Genesee. A whole bunch of people going to the National Football League draft. Myles Garrett's probably going. There's no reason for him to stay in college. And then Bill Snyder, one of the best coaches in the history of the game. He's 109 now. 200 career wins plus now. You know, they've got a chance here to make a little bit of history. Who knows how long he's going to be on the sidelines. Kansas State has gotten better as the year has gone on. Jordan Willis is one of those guys that flies under the radar a little bit, but he gets up after the quarterback. And if he's able to harass Trevor Knight, it's going to be an interesting game. Talent-wise, you should be looking at A&M and be saying to yourself, yeah, okay, this should be a bit of a walkover in this game. This is one of the I don't think they're going to show up games. And I don't know that it bodes particularly well for Kevin Sumlin going forward. I think, you know, look, he's not going to lose his job after the game. He'll be there next year. But I think it's one of those scenarios where Bill Snyder comes in. His teams are always ready to go. Always. And I think they're going to come in focused and ready to play A&M. And then depending on which A&M shows up is going to determine which direction this game goes. If you got a bunch of guys on this team with 1 foot out the door thinking about combines and prepping and not getting hurt, then Kansas State's probably going to win the football game. It's 2-8-4 teams. They're both good. Neither one is great, but they're both good. And in reality, I think Kansas State is the better prepared team going into this game, and I think Kansas State wins the football game. Of course, I'll be wrong, and we'll be talking about it tomorrow. Price Atkinson on the other side, ESPN Upstate, joining us. A little bit of Clemson, Ohio State, right after this short timeout.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports, football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, Joe's off today for the rest of the week as we get ready to dive into the new year. But joining us right now to preview Ohio State Clemson is Price Atkinson. He's the co-host of Straight Up with Sturge in ESPN Upstate, and he joins us on The Attack. Good morning. How are you today, Price?
I'm Bob. Good morning. How's it going up there?
Well, not too bad. We actually have warm weather. It was 60 degrees here in New York, so nothing to complain about.
Wow, 60 degrees in New York City right before New Year's. You'll take it and run any day of the week, especially when I just ran in 39-degree weather here in Greenville, South Carolina.
Yeah, no question about it. Of course, for New Year's, when people go to Times Square, it'll be rain, drizzle, and the usual cold that it is. But we got us one heck of a game out here in the Fiesta Bowl, and wanted to get you on to talk about it because you're so knowledgeable about these two teams, particularly Clemson. It looks like a pretty even matchup all the way down the line, you know, the Fighting Dabos against our friend Urban Meyer, and it looks on all levels to be a pretty equal matchup.
Yeah, and that's the narrative that's, you know, playing out. I'm kind of the belief, I'm in a little bit of a different camp where I there's something in my gut that tells me Alabama-Washington is the closer game than Ohio State-Clemson, but you know, as you mentioned, Clemson-Ohio State, in a lot of ways, a pick'em game. I think Ohio State's favored for one reason and one reason only, and that's the Urban Meyer factor because, you know, what he can do preparation. I think outside of Nick Saban, Urban Meyer, those two guys set themselves apart when it comes to prep and getting the team ready, X's and O's, game plan, all that kind of jazz. But, yeah, the game, the marquee game, the primetime game should be outstanding, an outstanding football game. You know, we're kind of wondering which team shows up. You know, that's been the narrative with Clemson this year, is which Clemson team are you going to get? But I think the same thing can be said for Ohio State in a lot of ways because, you know, they've kind of failed to answer the call, so to speak, sometimes during several games this season. So I think that if you get the best of both teams, I think Clemson wins this football game by a touchdown, maybe 10 points. I just think Clemson is just better on both sides of the football than the Buckeyes. But we'll see. It should be another I think the best playoff matchups that we've had yet since the inception of the college football playoff.
Yeah, I'm in accord with that. Let's break it down a little bit and get into that aspect of it. It all starts with Deshaun Watson, and he's pretty laid-back cat and, you know, doesn't really promote himself very much, but he said recently that he thought he was the best football player in the country. And I certainly think he's among the best. He certainly would be in my top five, but it all generates with him and the trust between him and Dabo Swinney.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And, you know, Lamar Jackson, if I had a Heisman vote, he certainly would have got mine. Deshaun Watson would have been number two for me. But, you know, you ask yourself, there's any quarterback in the country, you're down six, you got the ball back with 2 minutes to go, you need a touchdown, you got the length of the field to have to drive it. There's no question, I wouldn't even hesitate to answer that Deshaun Watson, the unicorn, as Dabo Swinney calls him, just because he's so unique and so special, not just a player, but of a student athlete. That's the guy that you're going to, that's the guy that you're going to call on. And, you know, he has a confidence about him, but he's not a boisterous, in your face. He just is a kid that has a lot of determination, a drive, a lot of belief in himself, and not just in himself, the guys around him. You know, the Wayne Gallmans of the world, the Mike Williams, the Artavis Scotts, all the playmakers that Clemson is blessed to have on the offensive side of the football. I think that's why he has that kind of confidence. But he is not a showboat, arrogant type of player. But there's no question, this Clemson offense and this, honestly, the Clemson football team, it really begins and ends with Deshaun Watson. I think he is the biggest X factor for Clemson in this football game on Saturday night. Why? Because at times this year, as good as Deshaun Watson has been, and I'll be honest, he's been better this year than he was last year. He has missed on some of the deep balls this year. Timing has been a little bit off. He has forced some throws, you know, at bad times, interceptions. I mean, you know, the interception that lost the Pitt game alone, where all they needed was 1 yard, they scored, and that game is over. But I do think he is a better player and a better quarterback this year. But this game, I think, comes down to Deshaun Watson throwing the football, making good decisions, and not turning it over.
Well, you know, you raise an interesting point there, and I look back to the loss against Pitt. And, you know, to me, I look for the bounce back. They played and really dominated Wake for the most part. They annihilated South Carolina. And then against a very good and very well-coached Vaught Tech team, you know, it was a struggle and a battle, but they managed to prevail and not in a pressure moment give up their opportunity to be in that Final Four. To me, that speaks of leadership of Deshaun Watson. It also speaks of leadership of Dabo Swinney to get his team to rally and bounce back after a heartbreaking loss to Pittsburgh. And I want to go in that direction. I think Dabo's real underrated as a football coach. You know, everybody's leading up talking about Urban and his X's and O's and what he's been able to do with this team. You know, Dabo taking over on the interim basis, I remember it well. People weren't even sure he was going to get the job. Got the job, has taken it, run with it. And now, in many ways, he's a Clemson legend. I think he's way underrated as a football coach.
Yeah, there's no question about that, that what he has done, Bob, is he has – where this Clemson program is right now, and they are nationally right at the top, recruiting nationally, four- and five-star. I mean, they got guys that are redshirted right now that are four- and five-star. They can't get on the field. But this whole – what's been created in this downhill train that Clemson's got running down the tracks right now is all because of one man, Dabo Swinney, and the players – those kids, there is no doubt about, those kids play for him. They know he's got their back. They love him like a father. The way his ability to motivate kids to play and get them up every week, I would put him probably fourth on the list when it comes to game planning and preparation behind the other three coaches in the playoff, Chris Peterson, Urban Meyer, Nick Saban. But there's nobody I don't think out there that can match Dabo when it comes to trying to motivate a group of kids to play and play hard, to stay focused on their goals. I mean, this has been a bullseye on them, just like Alabama, who has answered the call again, where, you know, they're one of the hunted now. I mean, this is a different situation where Clemson, for years, Dabo was building this thing up, and now, you know, they finally get to the point where they were doing the hunting. Now they are the hunted, and they had the crosshairs on them all season long, after going undefeated last year and coming up just a few points short to Alabama in the national championship, having been the hunted all season long, they passed every single test but one. There were some close calls, no doubt about it. But like you said, this team bouncing back after the Pittsburgh loss, a game where you could go either way in that situation. You could feel like maybe your playoff hopes might be dashed, that you don't control your own destiny as much anymore. But he got this team. They went up to Wake Forest in the next game. They were absolutely blitzing the Demon Deacons until a muff punt that really stymied all momentum when Clemson was up 28-0. That changed the trajectory of that game. Then South Carolina, we know what happened there. And Virginia Tech going up against, I think, one of the best coaches in the ACC, and Justin Fuente. Clemson has continued to answer the call this year, and they are where they are because of not just Deshaun Watson, but Dabo Swinney and his staff's leadership. Because make no bones about it, he has got a phenomenal staff that he has assembled around him on this Clemson staff.
Price Atkinson joining us here in the Attack, co-host of Straight Up with Sturge, and all-around good guy. We had a lot of fun talking to each other in Baltimore in a not-too-distant past. But, you know, you raise an interesting point there, and we'll break down a little more game after this, though. But, you know, Dabo's ability, and as you said, the kids want to play for him, everything else. But that going from the hunter to the hunted, some coaches are able to maintain the level of the program, some aren't. All indications are Dabo's going to be able to do this for the foreseeable future. Clemson really has a gem there.
Yeah, and it really, you take this year, for example, you know, you lose, you had four starters returning on defense from a top three, top five, you know, championship level defense last year. You lose a bunch of these guys that were, you know, top three, four round draft picks in the last NFL draft, so you have to reload. That's all they've done is reload with more four and five stars, and these are mostly a lot of freshmen and sophomores right now on that defensive side of the football. I mean, Dexter Lawrence was a top five recruit in the nation, 6'5", you know, 340-pound defensive tackle. You bring in guys like that, you bring in a bunch of dudes, and that's what Clemson's got, and a bunch of dudes like Christian Wilkins, defensive end, defensive tackle. You know, he's 6'4", 300 pounds, runs under a I think he runs like a 4.8 or something, 4.7, ridiculous. You get a guy like that that's only a sophomore, you can reload, and that's really why Clemson hasn't missed much of a beat, is they've got a bevy of talent right now from the recruiting trail, and it's, that's why I compare it to just a downhill train. That's really what this thing is right now, that the staff and Dabo Swinney have built. this juggernaut where, you know, they got kids to believe in their vision. They were showing results. They were producing, winning big, you know, winning bowl games, beating teams like LSU and Ohio State Orange Bowl several years ago. And I think that gave a lot of these top-tier talented kids a belief. Look, we can go to Clemson. We can go there and be just as well off as if we went to Ohio State, LSU, and some of those schools. And that's why Clemson has not missed a beat. And that's why I don't think they're going to continue missing the beats, you know, moving forward into the future. Next year will be a little bit different. You know, the end of the Deshaun Watson era, that will be a change. But that is why Clemson has been able to do what they've been able to do.
Well, you know, and speaking of that, you have an Ohio State team and a little bit of smack talk with J.Dart Johnson saying we've faced better quarterbacks than J.T. Barrett, who's certainly been inconsistent. But Urban Meyer getting a lot of credit for coaching up a young, inexperienced team. I'm not sure I agree with all of that. I don't think they're as inexperienced as people would like to make it out to be. But what kind of issues do the Clemson Tiger defensive players present for J.T. Barrett, who's been, to be kind, inconsistent?
Well, I think one of the challenges and one of the issues that the Clemson defense presents is that really no matter who you go up and play against, with Lamar Jackson maybe being the one exception, Clemson doesn't have to rush. You don't have to bring pressure. Clemson doesn't with that base defense. Why? Because that defensive line, the strength of the team is Clemson up front being 6 and 7, almost 8 guys deep off the line of scrimmage. The ability to get pressure with your front four, and even like against Florida State, they even dropped a guy in coverage against DeAndre Francois in that game down in Tallahassee back in October. They were rushing 3 and getting pressure on Francois. That's a big deal when you don't have to bring linebackers and safeties on blitzes. You know, to bring pressure. So I think they're going to be able to sit back on JT Barrett and honestly make them beat him throwing the football. If JT Barrett has to start slinging the ball all around the yard because they get in third and long, second and long, and can't run Curtis Samuel, Mike Weber, you know, in short down situations, that's going to change the game. And, you know, Clemson's secondary is a little bit suspect. J'Dar Johnson, no doubt about it, the leader. I think the most talented. Cordray Tankersley, also pretty good. But if there's a place you could pick on, it might be the Clemson secondary. But certainly you want to try and get Ohio State, JT Barrett, in third long, which I think they'll do, and make him beat you throwing the football. Because if you're going to try and have a contest of who can score more points throwing the football all day between Deshaun Watson and JT Barrett, give me Deshaun any day of the week, Bob.
Yeah, it's completely understandable. I've got you for another minute before we got to get out. But with that being said, it seems very odd to talk about a quarterback that had 24 touchdowns and 5 interceptions and say, well, if we can make him throw the football, we probably have an advantage. But I guess that's the case. How do you see this playing out? And give me a little bit of a prediction.
Well, I think Clemson wins the football game. I do think it'll be close going into the fourth quarter. I think the fact that Clemson, I think, has the better defense, not by much. I think they're pretty close. But I think the ability for Deshaun to make plays, Ohio State, they've got, you know, they're a lot like Clemson in, on defense, where they don't have to bring a lot of pressure either. And they've got a big strength, one of the best secondaries in America, led by Malik Hooker. You know, so they got some guys that can match up with Clemson's wide receivers. But I think at the end of the day, Clemson just has too much offensive firepower and playmakers. You know, guys like Wayne Gallman who can run the football, but Artavis Scott, Ray McLeod, Mike Williams, Jordan Leggett, Hunter Renfro. They've just got guys that can catch the football, stretch the field. I think Deshaun and those receivers are what makes the plays and the difference in why Clemson wins the football game.
Well, Price, we appreciate the couple minutes. Social media, where we can find you guys, and straight up with Sturge, because it's all about radio on the go.
Yeah, absolutely. You can follow me on Twitter at Price Atkinson. You can follow us at ESPN Upstate. Check us out at ESPNUpstate.com. Like you said, we'll head out to Arizona tomorrow. We'll be there through the weekend. You guys need anything, hit us up. Happy to help out as we move along through game time on Saturday and then into Monday.
Well, appreciate the couple minutes. Safe travels, and we'll be talking to you down the line, particularly if Clemson wins again.
Absolutely, Bob. Happy New Year to all you guys here at Sports Byline USA. We'll hope to talk soon.
Thanks very much. Price Atkinson here in the attacks, co-host of Straight Up with Sturge. And, you know, look, it's a terrific show. They're really good guys. They're very helpful to us down in Baltimore. And, you know, being able to reach out to somebody as close to the program as Price really gives us some keen insight on how this bowl game is going to play out. We're going to step aside. When we come back, we'll wrap up this edition of The Attack. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back. We want to thank Prize Atkinson for coming on board and participating today. Should be a good matchup this weekend. Really ugly incident in the National Basketball Association yesterday. Rockets and the Mavs. Mavs a bad team this year. And players yelling at Rick Carlisle and everything else. But there was an incident between Trevor Ariza and Salah Mahiri, where Mahiri allegedly was making comments to Ariza about his wife and children between the third and the fourth quarter. Upset to the point where Ariza got two tees and got kicked out of the game. And then after the game, Ariza dressed and walked towards the Dallas locker room with two security guards and a bunch of his teammates. And they waited for Mahiri. Deron Williams came out and defused the situation, but they were ready to go to town. And the game itself was chippy. And Beverly was yelling at Carlisle, and Carlisle was yelling at them. And it was an all-around mess, but a really ugly incident between two players in the NBA. That's it for this edition of The Attack. Make sure you stay tuned for all the terrific programming here in the network. For Senator Roberto on the West Coast, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.